Be ruled by Kiev, what they consider to be a government in Kiev, which was brought about by a coup, a Western-sponsored coup. So I think that obviously Ukraine wants to retain its territorial integrity, but I do think that there are people, lots of people in eastern Ukraine, that do not want to be ruled by Kiev, and they look to Russia. And I'm sure Russia has its own interests in Ukraine, and I'm sure that this is geopolitics. There's no such thing as, you know, completely good guys and completely bad guys. But ultimately, Russia cannot afford to let NATO and the West encroach on its southern flank. If it does that, then it's going to open itself up to a military attack sometime in the future. I'll let you just come in, Joseph, and respond to my point.
Yes. Well, we don't know what NATO's agenda is. We don't really know what Putin's agenda is, but I support a completely independent Ukraine that's free of Russian imperialism and NATO influence.
Okay.
I prefer an independent Ukraine. I'm sure.
Well, Joseph, thanks for your call. I think everyone prefers an independent Ukraine, but the fact is NATO's agenda is pretty clear. It's to encircle Russia. That's what it's there for. The fact is that Ukraine is a divided country. It has its pro-Western west of the country and a pro-Russian east of the country. I don't think we're going to see... I think we're going to see a stalemate there for many years to come. It's been like this for about... It's been a proxy battle between the West and Russia for the last 10 years, and I think that's set to continue. Thank you, Joseph, from Australia. We're going to take another call now, and we're going to come to where I am in the UK, Lamine in the UK. Lamine, what would you like to talk about today?
I would like to talk about Africa, Western Ebola things and then, Western geopolitics things in Africa. And then, I'm going to remind Western people because I'm not bothered about Russia, Middle East, and things. What's happening there? I'm following the interests of Africa. So
okay.
Western policy coming into Africa. There are geopolitics. I'm just going to remind them. About slavery and things. What they do in Africa. So if they are now shifting to Africa. With their powerful military dumping, weapons in Africa for us to kill each other again. So I'm reminding them, if they are civilized nations, because they call themselves, we are civilized people, you understand? So I want them to think about that. Stop pumping weapon in Africa. Africa is not a weapon of jungle. Africa is not a... Africa is not, carnival of, war or any other things. Let them stop pumping weapon into our country and pump weapon into Europe and so on, so we don't need weapon, so that's what I'm going to say about.
Yeah, I'm glad your focus is in Africa. I know Press TV has lots of viewers in Africa, and sometimes we're guilty of not, generally the media is guilty of not focusing on that continent enough. But you feel that there's a deliberate kind of Western policy to sell arms to African countries, to dump surplus arms in African countries so that people will kill each other and there'll be this endless cycle of war, and obviously the military industrial complex defense companies will benefit from those.
From that. Like Boko Haram, right, in Nigeria. Boko Haram, they're still killing Nigerians, right? They're killing Muslims in there. They're killing innocent people in there, right? They are terrorists. But, when they kidnap those girls, and the Western nations, they jump in quickly and says they want to help. What is their help mean? Is to just to put weapons and fight.
Yeah.
Right? So when we check in England here, you understand, IRA used to be, IRA, they are still a threat to...
Okay.
UK, but they never dump a weapon in there.
Yeah.
They never use telco. They negotiate.
Okay, Lamine. And also, I think Africa has to be very cautious about encouraging Western intervention. We've seen the French go into Mali, and the Americans have plans for AFRICOM, their version of kind of NATO in Africa. And I think we know the history of Western intervention in places like the Middle East, but also in Africa, the divide and rule policies. You know, what we need is to go cold turkey and, not invite the Western imperialist powers to destroy our countries. Thank you very much, Lamine, in the UK. We're going to stay in Europe now. And Barney, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing your name, but you are in Switzerland. What would you like to talk about tonight?
Yes, indeed, you pronounced my name correctly, Benny, at your service. Yes, I'm in Geneva. First of all, God bless you all. You're doing this great job. And I hope we will have more people like you and have another one in Geneva. Because, Geneva, Switzerland, with the United Nations, we have 30-something, 300-something, 200-something ambassadors here.
Yes.
Somehow, we can bring their attention and talking about these gangsters. You want to call them IC. They don't belong to any ideology in the world, what they are doing there. And they are supported. I don't like to say supported because their media West is behind them. But they are getting all these arms. Before we get any program for how to stop them, we have to stop arming them.
Mm.
Who are the supplier of the arms? West? We have to denounce them. We have to give the name of the manufacturer and bring those guys once on the TV. Because, this is going to be, again, on and on for another decade.
Yeah.
Because they are becoming as an official force. And West, they are going to be there again and again. And the bad guys are there. But these bad guys are all manufactured by West. Why don't we want to put this in evidence everywhere?
Yeah.
And, instead of going on the roads and making a manifestation on the roads, on the streets, we have to make a petition, worldwide petition, and pass it to the United Nations, which, of course, they don't listen, but at least is there officially and bringing these people who they arm, these gangsters.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes, going on too much.
Thank you very much, Barney in Switzerland, making a plea there for the people who supply the weapons to terrorist groups like ISIL to be held to account. Amal is in Leicester. Amal, welcome to comments. Please go ahead and make your points.
Oh, hello, good evening. And I'm wishing you and your colleague, All Press TV, a happy new year. I'd like to talk about Palestine.
Sure.
I was watching last night about the United Nations.
Okay.
Actually, there is no United Nations. And I think Mahmoud Abbas was fooling and foolishing about the Palestinian people. He never speak about the refugee coming back from everywhere in the Middle East. Either from Lebanon, either from Syria, either from Jordan, either from Iraq or Kuwait, where they lived the last 50 years. He felt and he wanted to destroy the victory, what Hamas claimed in this year. And they didn't claim, they done it really, the victory. And I wish that the Palestinians, they should really stand 2015 and resist and exist. Only chance would you have it. There's no one who will come to your door and give you the Palestinian flag and say to you, a free country, they have to really begin the third intifada. That is my wish for the Palestinian people.
A third intifada. I mean, some people say that a third intifada is already underway in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds. Do you agree with that?
We'll begin the third intifada from West Bank because Israel says they will take a major against the Palestinian. What is the major? Is that they will consolidate the money, what they're funding for Abbas government, and then after that, they will be intifada. But I wish really that the Palestinian, wherever they are in the planet, they should stand and resist and exist. And there's no United Nations. They should not fool themselves. There's no one who will represent the Palestinian. There is no United Nations who will give them rights.
Yes.
You know that UK sustained. UK didn't come. UK sustained. Why they sustained this year?
Yeah. Well, I think, Amal, many people will echo your sentiments. I think Mahmoud Abbas was severely embarrassed by the sterling resistance that Hamas and other Palestinian factions put up against the Zionist machine during the summer. And this attempt to gain international recognition, which ultimately I don't think is going to lead anywhere, is perhaps an attempt to pull the wool over people's eyes to make Mahmoud Abbas and his administration in the West Bank relevant. Thank you very much for your call, Amal, in Leicester, UK. We're going to stay in the UK. Mo is online. Mo, we're asking the question, what one news story do you hope for in 2015? I'm going to put that question to you. Go ahead and make your point.
Hi, Mr. Saleh.
Hello.
Well, it can only be Palestine. There is no other story that is more relevant than Palestine. But can I say it's really nice to see an Iranian on Iranian TV?
I'm not Iranian.
Okay.
I mean, thanks for your point, but I'm actually not Iranian. But
okay, sorry.
But I appreciate your sentiment anyway.
Okay, it has to be Palestine. Let's take it step by step. The Palestinian Authority, by submitting a resolution in the Security Council last month, failed in their duty to deliver to the Palestinian people a real resolution. They should have waited till January, when the changeover in the Security Council would have brought in more favorable countries who would have voted in favor of Palestine. So the Palestinian Authority has failed the Palestinians. Now, we must pledge our allegiance to Hamas, because Hamas is the only group in Palestine that's protecting them. Because there's no group in the world, like your previous speaker said, there is no group, including the United Nations, that is there to bring peace to Palestine. Mm. So we must seize this, and we must get Hamas. We must stand behind Hamas. And those idiots that you mentioned, those jihadist Takfiris who've gone to Syria.
Mo, I'm going to cut you off because we're running out of time. We might get you in part two a little bit more. We're going to take a short news bulletin now, but before we do, just a reminder of our question to you tonight. What one news story do you hope for in 2015? Do you hope for ISIL and the Takfiris in general to be annihilated? Do you hope for Palestine's independence? Do you hope for a deal to be signed over Iran's nuclear program? Who do you want to win the UK general elections? There are many other possible news stories too. Call us now on +44 208 601 4555 and tell us yours. Don't go anywhere. I'll see you again in a few minutes.